Mum, can you lend me 20 quid? Part 9.
Nick had already had a brush with the law, and now he was on the verge of prison for using drugs in his probation hostel. Amazingly, when he went back to court, he was made the subject of a 12-month drug treatment and testing programme. It was a lifeline which, at first, he seemed to accept. He struck up a really good relationship with his key worker, Danielle.
Nick was being prescribed Subutex, an opiate blocker which eases the physical cravings for heroin. We would sit down with him until it dissolved under his tongue. How do you feel about it, Nick? Does it help? Is it working for you?
Yeah, it helps me get through the day, but, well, I don't know.
Go on, Nick. What do you mean?
Well, it's hard to explain to someone who's never used it, but I feel as though heroin has got a grip over my mind. It's almost as if... I can't. It sounds so silly.
Go on, Nick. Tell me.
It's like heroin is the devil on my shoulder, and she's there all the time, and she won't go away. And I say, I'm not going to use you today. I don't need you today. And she says, you have to. You've got to. Otherwise, I'll never let you use me again. Not tomorrow. Not the next day. Not any day ever again. You don't know what it's like, Daniel. You don't know what it's like.
Oh, Nick.
I want to stop using Danielle. I want to for Mum and for Simon and Tony and for everyone that loves me.
But, Nick, you've forgotten the one person you most need to give it up for. You. You've got to want to do it for you. For Nick.
You'll think that you've got the mystical knack.
Well, sweetie, try getting me off your back.
The vomit, the cramp, your guts in a knot, your trembling nerves scream for just one more shot.
Danielle and the other support workers continued to work well with Nick. The reports from the drug services were encouraging. There was even talk of a long-term rehab. I held my breath.
So, what are you up to today, Nick?
Well, I think a little bit of Harry Potter, and then Simon and I will have a game of Scrabble, watch some TV.
And what about the future? Any plans?
I'd like to be an electrician. It's a good job and I think I'd enjoy it, but I want to go into rehab first. I know I have to prove myself first. But I will, because it's what I really want.
I know. But you're still using on your gyro day. It shows up on your tests. Nick, it's no good taking Subutex 6 days a week if you use on the seventh.
I know.
But as far as I knew, Nick was still holding himself steady on the Subutex. It was February half term, and I decided to visit Nick at the crisis centre. How have you been?
I'm fine. I've just been online to look up electrician's courses. I've got my appointment with Danielle tomorrow. I always look forward to that. She's been so good to me, Mum. I couldn't ask for better support.
We talked for a while. Then, as I left, Nick winked at me and called out.
Love you, Mum. You're the best mum in the world.
Bye, darling.
You'll give up your morals, your conscience and heart, and you will be mine till death do us part.
Well, how are things with you today, Nick? Nick? What is it? What's the matter?
Danny, I don't know. I just feel really low today.
Things getting on top of you.
I'm fed up, Danny. I am fed up of battling, fed up trying to beat heroin. I'm fed up of life.
Oh, Nick, I...
It's no good. It's not working. It's not working for me. And I'll tell you something else. It's not working for Simon either. And what makes it worse is that's all down to me as well.
You can't blame yourself for Simon's addiction. You can't solve his problem for him.
Can't I? That's what you think. I've been thinking about things. The last couple of days, I've been thinking about things a lot. When I saw Mum the other day, when she was leaving, I said, "Love you, Mum. You're the best mum in the world." I'm glad I said that to her, Danny. I'm glad I said that. So, like I say, I've been thinking about things, and what I think is, maybe there is a way I can beat this. Maybe there's not. But there is a way I can beat it for Simon.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, really.
Are you sure? Are you all right, Nick?
Yeah, I'm fine. And if I've never said it before, thanks. Thanks, Danny. You've been so good to me.
And I'll always try to be. You know that. See you next week, then.
Yeah.
To be continued.